SMRs actually could help with production and allocations of power? Thank you.
Thank you for the questions. I have to say, SMR is an umbrella term, yeah, because there are 80 of design underway. So if I may just simplify things, put them in perhaps two or three categories. One is SMR, basically smaller than conventional large gigawatt reactors, basically same technologies largely what we have today, light water reactors. So these are underway. So for example, in Canada, Ontario, they are starting work to deploy these. And in other countries, Poland and UK, are looking to deploy this type of SMR. There are more what call advanced or generation 4 type of reactors. Again, this whole, I'm just grouping them, molten salt, high temperature reactors and so forth. Many of these are under development. So perhaps we anticipate these will be deployed perhaps late of this century and early 2030s, I think. And then I think I highlighted there are more interesting is these micro reactors, you know, a micro reactors of 5, 1 to 10 megawatts. Yeah, because I think there are huge, significant demands for off-grid, remote area for powering mining or industrial activities. Yeah, so we have now what we call end users from oil and gas, industrial users, so right.